step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's Bardic Basement Bite Size, we have William Milligan. I would describe William as being quite a spiritual poet.
A true friend. May the winds of fate blow between us. May we always respect each other's heart, that we remain loyal and faithful, the truest of friends right from the start. In a world of legends and cruelest fables, where liars leave their painful marks, an honest friendship always enables, never to circle like hungry sharks. True is the friend who's happiest when you are faring good and well, not the kind that are so envious, who would their own grandmothers sell. In a time where integrity is so rare, the cost of the sacred deemed too high, a true friend is that precious gem, and that sure ain't no word of a lie. Insight. What caught the light through the optics of one's brain, conjured one's mind in the ugliness of gain, to seek only happiness in the value of gold, reveals a soul that's already been sold. And where does love find a place to reside when the bravest hearts seek their souls to hide? When all is want and foolish desire, until consumed by the ravenous fire, so swiftly comes the inevitable change, making stranger them familiar haunts, where all our dreams are out of range, but a mirage where a sadness taunts, to see straight through all the phoniness, is knowing the purest of nothingness. Therein lays the ultimate truth, understood in the very moment, the self-evident natural proof, which soothes with atonement, that we are made of stardust and vision, outer or inner, there's no division. Mystic Mountain Mind. The places the mind journeys, to them lost moments in time, all a kaleidoscope of emotion and the toughest mountain climb. Up here, overlooking the world, watching the ebb and flow, mindful of them illusions, the strangest of times we sow, ever knowing that nothing lasts, the sweetest song that has its end, among the cheers and joyful gasps, the saddest tunes mournfully wend. With a mystic mountain mind, intuitive and sensitive, there's an awareness to find, woefully so preventative. The meaning of love. Do you know the meaning of love? Recognizing its different faces. It's not the obsession, often called lust, which causes ruin in so many cases. It is a far gentler natural expression, seen through the eyes of a true friend, appreciated in the pit of depression, the caring thoughts another did send. Yes, we are talking of a spiritual love, the very drive of all compassion. It need not spring from heaven above, nor from any fake social fashion, but from a very human heart that's known the love and the hate in life where we take our part, feeling much the existential weight. Love ain't no jealous attachment, nor a sanctuary for one's fears. It isn't something heaven sent, despite the sayings of the seers. It comes from your own sweet mind, an understanding and gratitude, keeping from ever growing blind. Is this truest urban beatitude?
And another thing. You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our coffee page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.